we made the comment, we were joking, like, hey, we can just pull it up on our computer. But then
also, I can't see it because it's technically behind
me. Cody can't see it. But you know what? As we were looking at it yesterday, I'll give Dusty credit for this. We were like, you know what? Let's take a look at the scores for a second. And maybe you haven't realized it, but since week four, the Chiefs have won every single game by either a touchdown or more. That, it doesn't feel that way, but 17-10 against the Chargers, 26-13 against the Saints, 28-18 against the Niners, and of course, against the Raiders, 27-20 with the garbage time touchdown. It would have been even more. So this team is winning by more than we think.
I think that what stands out about that, and what I think we've been missing in this, is the national narrative has been very clear. The national narrative has been, the Chiefs don't win by a lot. Can't blow any teams away. This will eventually come to an end. They're winning by an average of 9.25 points over the last 4 weeks, and that includes a garbage time touchdown against the Raiders. So two of their last four games, they've won by double digits. You and I both agree, that's a massive win by NFL standards. So two of the last four wins are by double digits. Three of the last four easily could have been by double digits, and they went 17 consecutive points against the Chargers and never allowed a single other point in that game against them. They're winning by more than you think. The close, oh God, they almost lost. Your brain has tricked you into that because they won by a toe against the Baltimore Ravens, and then they had to get a fourth down stop to finish the game against Atlanta, and against Cincinnati, they were trailing, and they needed a pass interference call late in the fourth quarter. So you thought of those first three games, and you're like, oh my God, it's razor's edge. They're winning by a thimble. They could have easily been 0-3 is what you're telling yourself that. The last three weeks, they have not trailed in a single one of the games in the last 4 weeks in the fourth quarter. They have not trailed in the second half of any of those games. They have won two of those games by double digits. The Chiefs are getting better. You just didn't notice it because you're still remembering how close they were playing in those games earlier this year.
And they have something else, top 10 offense points per game in football. They're up to ninth in the NFL. So that's another sign. They're able to do this in large part because of the defense. Sure, we've discussed historical implications yesterday of where this defense is at and what they're doing. But all of a sudden to have the offense back in the top 10, you know why they're back in the top 10. The last 2 weeks, they've been better in the red zone. Like it's not that it's really not that complicated sometimes. Like so
they're one of the best efficiency teams for moving the ball.
Like,
in the league.
Sometimes it's not, we don't have to overcomplicate like why a team is succeeding or not, or why suddenly they're playing better football and score more points. They've been better in the red zone. So now they're back. They're in the top 10 on offense. They're beating up teams by NFL standards, winning 28-18 like they did against the 49ers. That's a blowout. But in the NFL,
they had kind of a garbage timey touchdown too.
You win by 10 points in the NFL, that's a blowout. This is not college football. And so even the 27-20, that was a garbage time touchdown. That's a blowout win against the Raiders on the road to win by seven.
If you have two touchdowns with 5 minutes to go, you kick their ass. Or at the very least, you kick their ass in the second half. I don't care what the score is at halftime. And again, they didn't trail in the fourth quarter in a single one of those games. Hell, they didn't trail in the fourth quarter in the Falcons game either. So if you want me to go, they have five straight games.
And that was a five-point win.
Five straight games that at no point in the fourth quarter were they trailing in the football game. And they won, again, the last four by an average of almost 10 points per game. If you told me, Gold, that the Chiefs were going to win their games this year on average by 10 points, I'd tell you, yeah, you're fine. Couple that with the stat I gave you yesterday, which is there's more one-possession games the first 8 weeks of this NFL season than at any other point in, like, the post-Super Bowl era, well, then I think you're probably getting a sense of this is the nature of the NFL. By what the NFL's asking you to do this year, the Chiefs are dominating. I think it's hard because people want to go back to that Patriots team that went undefeated, and they're already trying to equate it to that, even though nobody's I mean, maybe somebody is. Nobody on this show is predicting the Chiefs will go undefeated at this stage. It's certainly something we can discuss in a couple of weeks if they get through this week against Tampa Bay, next week against Denver, and the week after that against Buffalo. That's a difficult enough stretch that if they get through that we'll probably have a different conversation. But that, like, they need to win every game 40-10, like they're Ohio State. That's not how this works.
I think we've said it a few times. I think it's the college football thing. It's also fantasy football. It's also, people are looking at their their bets and things like that to impact how they view if a team actually won by a lot, if a team is covering the spread or not. That was a situation a year ago. The Chiefs are actually, other than this week against the Raiders, where they didn't cover the 9 points or whatever it was heading into the game, that's where some people base it off of. Like, oh, you're winning, but you're not covering, so you're not winning by enough. They won by 7 points. They didn't cover, for those of you that backed the Chiefs, so you view it as they didn't win by enough. You know, whereas in the Niners game, they were 1 point dogs, right? 1.5 point underdogs. They win by 10.
So they covered it by a lot.
But by a lot, yeah. So, you know, the Chiefs, if anything, over the last couple of weeks have been winning by a wider margin than we had seen even last year. Last year, so much of it has been the same. Yes, great defense, quote-unquote struggling offense. But that actually has not been a stretch of games here where they have performed at the same level as a year ago. But we've kind of trained ourselves to think that they're playing exactly the same way. There's some elements that are the same, but winning wise, I'd have to go back and look at weeks 4 through 8 in particular last year. But I don't believe they had a stretch in of games last year at any point, maybe, Cody, for a 4 stretch.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Were they won by 7 or more? Like, did they have a 4-game stretch last year in the regular season when they were winning by 7 or more in 4 straight?
It would have had to be early because they beat the Bears by 30 or whatever it was.
Sure.
It would have had them in that stretch where they did that.
God, but I still feel like there must have been a close game somewhere in there.
So last year,
they lost games, and they lost. They were only 11-6 last year. That, like, yeah, look, by their standards, pretty low.
The last week of the season, I don't necessarily factor that one as much. But if you go back to 2023, they ended the season against the Chargers with a 1-point win, but that was backups, so let's not count that.
The answer is no. They did not have a single stretch last year where they won 4 consecutive games by 7 or more.
Yeah, they.
Matter of fact, they didn't even go that close. The best they did was 2 games.
Yeah, right. They had against the Patriots by 10, but then they lost the Bills the week before. Yeah, so they just didn't have that.
I do think too the fact that, as you said, you know, the defense was so good last year and the offense was struggling last year. The fact that the way that they are, that the Chiefs are who they are, the fact that they're winning games by 13 or 14, it's even more of an ass kicking. I think if you look at how the defense has been, where the offense they might only score, you know, 7 points or 7 more points than the Chargers in that win. But the Chargers had no shot at winning that game. Like the Raiders, as soon as you go up 27-13, there's no that game is over. You know, there's because the defense is so good where if they get up by 7 points in the second half, you can comfortably and without much, you know, doubt say the game's over because the defense is not letting up a touchdown in the second half. A
lot of like 12 play drives that end in a field goal that make it double digits. So you're like, well, call that a day. It's third quarter? Okay, good luck. Someone was asking on the text line, do the Chiefs lead the NFL in time of possession this year based on what they've done the last 3 weeks? They're actually third in the NFL in time of possession because that's the other part of what they're doing. Sometimes this whole like points thing or the amount of points or the closeness of the game is the Chiefs are playing games right now with limited possessions for both teams. There are less points available, therefore less points that can be spread apart between the two teams. Because right now, the Chiefs are playing games where both teams, possess the ball less than in probably a standard NFL game. Look at the last game. The Chiefs ran a 19-play drive and a 13-play drive and an 11-play drive. There are only so many drives they can have in a game. Ergo, only so many drives the Raiders can have in this game. And it's leading to this thing. They're just winning by more than you think. Those first two games is what I'm convinced. The first three games are what have convinced you, like, oh, my God, they only play close games. Because, again, it was by a toe. A fourth down stop in the fourth quarter against Atlanta and a pass interference call in the fourth quarter against Cincinnati. So you're like razor's edge. The last four games ain't that. The opposite of that in a lot of cases. 2 blowouts, 2 double-digit wins, an almost third double-digit win, and a team that they handled pretty much from the first quarter on.